Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Wouldn't you like to live in the world of pure imagination? Okay, maybe not, but how about some comic improvisation? We don't got a script, we're too lazy to write one. If you got a problem with that, then boy, you can bite one. We're the Louisville Improvisers. Oh, wait a minute. Making fun of shit up today. Louisville Improvisers. Making fun of shit up. Make you laugh and spit up. Making fun of shit up today.
What happens next with Louisville Improvisers?
All right. Well, parking.
No,
is always,
it's an ordeal down here.
I mean, do we do the street parking? Do we do the garage? Are they gonna? Here's the deal. Are they gonna validate?
I don't think they'd take it at the station.
Yeah,
they might. I was hoping to get a quick lunch at Cunningham's before.
Okay, let's
we
do
go
that.
In there.
Yeah. Well, what time is it? We got 15 minutes.
Well, let's go swing over to Cunningham's after.
Are you
nervous?
I'm a little nervous because this is a big deal, man. I mean, we've talked about this since, I don't know, maybe the beginning, about getting our own show, NPR show. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I don't know if it's a...
Did she call you?
No. This... I mean, she called me back. Does that count?
She got back to you?
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
In this town, people get back to you?
That's something.
That's a yes.
Greasing
where I
wheels.
Come from. So I called her. Well, granted, I called her since June.
Yeah.
So
how many times since June?
Oh, once a month.
Okay. Well, that's fair.
I mean, because I thought anything else would be excessive. But she sounded enthusiastic. I mean, she called me Cliff on the phone, but maybe it's because I can't enunciate.
This is exciting. If you're going to have a producer, if you're going to talk to a producer.
I mean... And I felt like she didn't. I mean, I
Laura
felt like she
Ellis.
Would be honest.
Oh, she's going to be totally forthright with you.
Yeah. I mean, she does great work. And here's the deal. I don't know if she knows this, but I know this, and I know you know this. That Diane Rehm's not going to be around forever.
Hey.
Well, I don't mean that. Like, okay.
Why?
All right.
Why put it that way?
I was talking business wise. I don't mean her personally.
No, she's leaving. She's retiring. Yeah.
Right. That's all.
An illustrious run.
She's one of the titans.
Laura Shine's in a mood.
Dude.
You hear that?
No, I did.
Did you?
No. She is totally breaking shit right now. Well, I think, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's rock and roll.
Well, I mean, that is rock and roll. I mean, I was at, I was on with Bickers the other day.
I heard. How long were you on? It felt like you were on for hours.
It felt like an hour. It was like, it felt like it was an hour, but I think it was 37 minutes.
That's a radio hour.
That's a radio hour. And, I mean, with commercials and stuff, but, and pledge breaks.
You sounded great.
Thank you.
Well, you know what?
Huh?
I'm thinking Laura probably heard that.
I think she did because it was weird because she kind of looked at me kind of askance. Dude, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But then Bickers pulled a gun in the studio.
I've heard that about him.
Yeah. I thought, wait a minute.
Maybe he's out the door, too.
Who knows?
All right, I'm going to sign
this
in here.
I was in with Phyllis Spector there for a minute.
Oh, there she is.
Okay,
she's
okay, good. Well, normally there's somebody at the... Oh, cool. This is a good sign. She was waiting for us in the lobby.
Laura, should we come down there?
Come on down, you guys.
Okay,
thanks.
You. Go ahead.
Thanks.
Here, take your coat.
Okay, okay, I should take it with me?
Yeah. Well,
okay. Yeah, I shouldn't
leave. I don't
trust
these people in the lobby.
Yeah. Okay, so, all right. Well, Laura, I'm Chris Anger. C-H-R-I-S.
Chris, got it. So then you must be Cliff.
Yeah, well, no, it's Brian, Laura. We've worked together before.
Brian, sorry.
But not in this setting. Laura is a sound designer. Extraordinaire.
It's hard to recognize faces on the radio.
It is. It is. Okay, she's obviously... Yeah, okay.
She's alert.
Let's just open.
It's an affliction then.
Okay, this is the difference between a podcast and a big time. Okay, we're here. We're playing hardball right now.
Well, thanks for seeing us.
Excellent.
Thank you all for coming.
Okay, so this is your office? You got an office. Cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it just yours or do you share with anybody?
Well, I used to share it with Bickers.
Oh.
But, you know, he's on leave.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. With the
sabbatical.
We call it a sabbatical.
Okay.
Metro Police call it something else.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
He's doing good.
Is he doing good?
Yeah, I've talked to him. Yeah. You know, those early mornings, they start to weigh on your mind after a while.
It's only
a matter of time.
Well, he would tell me he had to get up at 3:30 in the morning every day. Yes. That seems a little excessive.
Well, that's not the slot that you're thinking. What?
No. Oh, well, Laura.
I'm getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, let's first of all, thank you again for seeing us. And do a little quick pitch here. You know, Louisville Improvisers, we've been around town since 1999. Brian's with us for the last 4 or 5 years. And I'm sure you've heard a lot of good stuff about our podcast. But we want to take it to the next level. And I think, you know, first step would be to bring a real big-time producer. And we know that you've done a lot of great work in town. And, well, bottom line is we want a show, and we want you to be our producer.
And what in your format, what are the tasks of a producer?
Okay, Jesus, man, we should have thought about this one. Damn, okay, I told you, dude. Are we ready?
Okay, so research and preparation would be one of the tasks.
For starters, yes.
Yes and yes.
And we want the big gets. Look,
you know, I think we can all agree Diane Rehm's not going to be around forever.
Chris, why do you...
Laura's professional. She knows people we talk like.
Well,
this.
Diane Rehm is a big activist in the Right to Die movement. For real.
Okay.
So, you know, when it's her time, she's out. She's checking out.
She's going to go.
Yeah.
To go.
Well, and remember we did that show for the Neptune Society a few years ago? Yeah, it was a benefit for the Neptune Society.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah, they were great. Yeah, the problem is it's like...
No, you do one.
Well, you do well, and then, the problem is that
no repeat business.
No. I mean, it's the Ohio River, you know what I mean? So it's everything goes to Jeff after waiting over the currents. So, and you need permits apparently, but Diane's retiring.
So you're thinking maybe you two could be the next Diane Rehm?
Yeah, I do. I mean,
I think that's fair to say.
Well, because she gets the people we want to get.
She talks about the issues that we sit around and talk about at the Manor.
But we're talking about them anyway. Mm-hmm. And so we might as well just put it on the air.
Who's your dream guest?
Oh, dream? Like all time? Big time? Brian, you go first. I got to narrow my list down.
Get your list out of the fanny pack.
Okay. And I've got the Louisville Improvisers. Anybody?
That's nice.
String cheese?
Are those
anybody?
For sale, those fanny packs?
Well, there's just, we had the one prototype. We did.
Mary Tyler Moore was the one you were most recently talking about.
MTM. Jesus. I mean.
For starters.
And then, yeah.
Okay, let's say it's a round table. It's a panel discussion. Oh, okay. So you can pick three.
Okay.
Okay, she's already producing.
You've got Mary Tyler Moore.
I got Mary Tyler Moore. I've got, what's it? This, oh, he's an actor, character actor. Earl Holloman. Remember Earl Holloman?
Sure. Is he still with us?
Okay, I guess that
might... That's a
research department question.
Chris,
I'll get to work on that.
Like you, Laura, Chris is a big music guy.
I love music.
So we want some musicians.
All right, okay. Honestly, truly, if I could get my first real guest, it would be Keith Richards.
Nice.
I'd love to have Keith.
Now, do you have a theme song in mind since you're a music guy?
Yes, I do. It's a song I wrote.
Okay.
Okay,
I like it so far.
Yeah. It was my big hit. If you define hit as in people liked it.
On Facebook.
Yeah, I downloaded the first part of it. And you remember this, Brian. Mm-hmm. Last Buddy Guillaume show we did, Knock on One Back for Jesus.
Knock on One Back, if we can say that.
That's the thing.
It's not a religious song.
No, I mean, it's Jesus is a metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, well, we call it Knock on One Back. We did it. I think we've got a decent recording of it.
Does it have the F word in it?
It can.
It can.
Okay, okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Well, and that's it because we are improvisers. So we can just, you know, yeah, we yell out random profanities. You know, it actually doesn't. It doesn't. I mean, it's more subject matter. It's about a, you know, a guy who's not me but could be me, mm-hmm. or maybe was me, mm-hmm. but isn't me anymore.
So thinly veiled autobiography.
Well, they say write what you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And this is about a guy whose wife slash girlfriend runs down the street, climbs a fence, and jumps in the river.
So it's a sad song.
It is, but it sad. Be.
But we could record like an up-tempo version of it too, depending on like Oprah used to do. She'd have two different versions of her theme song.
Oh, that's right. One, for
the serious, and if it's more upbeat,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If we're talking about.
If it's like terminal illness.
Yeah, we'll
Or if it's like adopting a puppy.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay.
See? Yeah. See? This is
why. That's a good idea. Good
idea. I mean, no,
which both of which I think should be like early on your topics list, by the way.
Okay.
Or you could mix them up and make adopting a terminally ill puppy.
Okay, which is kind of weird because we've already done that. Mm-hmm.
This is easier.
Whoa, great minds.
Yeah.
We're like, we're on a wavelength.
I
feel like we're a little ignorant about what a producer does, Chris.
I'm finding out.
I know. I want to know more.
This is the peeling the producing onion right now. Mm-hmm. This is fantastic. Now, Laura, you know, what was the other, you know, assuming you got the job, and...
okay. You want my elevator pitch?
Yeah, give us your elevator pitch. We're meeting with all the other producers in town.
Okay.
I mean, there's, you know, we're meeting with the other two, so let's just be clear. I mean, it's just, yeah.
Well, a producer would normally choose topics, choose guests, book the guests. You know, make the schedule, figure out when each episode's going to air,
mm-hmm.
and then edit. But see, you all, you don't really believe in editing.
We don't.
No.
So that would be, that's a plus for any producer.
We're going to take that off your plate.
Okay. But mm-hmm. you would still need someone to bleep the things that you say, which would be a bigger job with you all than most podcasts.
Yeah. I know. I feel like we've been getting better about that.
We're cleaning it up a bit.
I think we are a little bit because... we want to move into the mainstream.
Yes. Drive time.
We want to be your drive time host. You know, not the Bob and Tom and Skip and Skip and Frickin' Frack and Dick and Charlie, whoever these people are.
Oh, yes, classic.
Dick and
Charlie.
Dick and Charlie. Yeah.
Long.
Yeah, yeah. Rod in the morning. You know, we don't want to be those guys.
No one wants Rod in the morning.
No.
Well.
No.
Okay, so that's one.
I mean, sometimes. I mean, yeah. Sometimes it. Anyway.
Well, you know, if we work together long enough, I'll be able to start.
You'll
to
sense it
when you're about
going,
to let one loose.
We're going downhill.
And so we won't even have to be on a delay anymore. I'll just see the gleam in your eye and just get the button ready.
And trust me, you'll know.
Yeah.
You'll know. I mean, we're fairly transparent when that starts.
You
to
start
happen.
To kind of quake a little bit and get.
Well, the eye, I mean, the fluttering of the eyes, for sure. And then Brian's eyes start twitching, I start to drool a little bit. And Alec starts stomping his feet.
Do you know Alec?
I do.
He's our third.
Yeah.
Well, is.
Yeah,
where is he?
Well, okay. Let's build. We need to just do
I mean,
this.
If your whole team can't show up for a meeting, guys, it doesn't look good on you.
See?
Okay, this is what I... All right, here's the thing, Laura. He is a member of the group. He co-founded the group with me. But everyone, he disappears sometimes. I don't know if he's in a mood. He's missed group the last week and a half.
Yeah.
We have and that's the other thing, too, is that we have group because we feel it's good for us to clear the air. Now, to your point.
I think that's a great idea.
Thank you. And you know, assuming, you know, if and when you get the job, you're more than welcome to sit on group. Because we just feel like business-wise, it's good for everybody to just sort of...
I didn't realize the train was so close to the station.
Well, the train's always on its way to the station. That's what they do.
There's another one.
Okay.
Oh, man.
First of all, let me just say right now.
I'm a little threatened. Are you a little threatened, Chris?
Well, I think this is good because it forces us to up our game.
You know, steel sharpens steel. Now, are you all anticipating taking calls from listeners on your show?
We would love to take calls.
Go ahead, caller.
Yes.
He's been practicing this.
Give me your, how would you, yeah.
Okay, we've got Chad from Paducah. You're on the air. Hi, Chad.
That's pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah. And then we can do the, I don't know if you listened to me last week. I mentioned I was on with Bickerson.
He was on for like 3 hours.
Yeah. And I did the underwriters.
We got a lot of complaints after that.
Did you?
Yeah. Because you weren't on for long enough.
Oh, okay, good. That was my sense. Because I felt like we were like reaching new levels.
It really flies by.
It really does. Yeah. I mean, it was scary. And you know, Bickerson and I, we're close. And I just felt like I know he likes to work alone, but I just felt like he and I clicked. And I felt like this is something.
Mm-hmm.
So you read the underwriters. How does that work? Do we have to get our own?
Oh, yeah. That's an excellent question.
Did you read the underwriters?
I did.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Did you get the hoodie footy snuggle suit? That's everyone's favorite underwriter to read.
No, he didn't give it to me.
Oh. Well, it's more of a Christmas time thing. It might be over.
Okay. I did something about Highlands Latin School and some insurance guy.
Mm-hmm.
And highlandslatin.org.
That's very good. Give me a Los Monitos. How are you with Los Monitos? Because that's a challenging one for some people.
Just actually pronouncing Los Monitos?
Yeah, you did it.
There.
That's pretty good.
Where flavor is your best friend. Los Monitos.
It's a language school, but yes. But you get the general feeling.
Wait.
It was good.
We have some underwriters. I don't know if we're supposed to have our own.
We keep,
but we've got a little. Get in the fanny pack there and get the list of.
Okay. Hold on.
You're gonna need to mass produce those because public radio is all about swag.
Okay. Good.
Huh?
So. Yeah. I told you. Public radio is a license to print money. This is fantastic. Okay, so I've got our list. We've got the Louisville Prosthetic Store.
Okay.
Which one?
But the one downtown.
Okay.
Yeah. Not the East End.
The prosthetics for the people. None of these East End prosthetics.
No. Well, I know. It's just kind of like, anyway, I guess you're on your own with them. You know what I mean?
They obviously don't support good radio.
They don't.
They're not underwriting with you.
No, they're not.
Who else?
Not even. We can bring that up at our first production meeting. And then we have the Randy's Tires, used tires.
Love it.
Yeah. It's sort of for our West End listeners.
And how are you getting these underwriters? Are you approaching the businesses?
It's kind of funny. I a lot of times I just happen to be in the neighborhood, and
getting a new tire.
Yeah, and I need it. Yeah, I need it. Yeah.
Or a prosthetic.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And I don't know. Probably like a lot of people. Maybe even you, Laura. I'm fascinated by prosthetics. And then we actually, for our old, oh God, remember? I should call them back. We had we used them on our Buddy Gilm show, the Edible Stump. It's a restaurant that also specializes in gently used prosthetics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's like fine dining.
So do you sit on them while you eat, or do you eat the prosthetics?
Well, you don't, no, it's sort of like you got to walk through the prosthetic store to get to the restaurant.
It's in the back.
It's a separate business.
Okay.
And, you know, this way, and sometimes, you know, you'll maybe the foot doesn't fit.
Maybe mm-hmm. the foot doesn't fit.
Which is actually.
Doesn't that sound, maybe the foot doesn't fit.
Maybe the foot doesn't fit.
You may have just come up with your show title, guys.
I think, the foot, okay. All right, I'm going to jump the gun. If you want it, the job's yours. I mean, let's just stop beating around the bush.
Well, let me ask you this.
Okay.
How are you at asking for money? Because it's a big part of working at public radio.
You've had some periods in your life where.
Trust me, I've spent. Yeah, I mean, I'm. You know, you talking about panhandling or.
In a way, yes, in a sense. Yeah.
Sort of a higher end panhandling.
I would say so. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the weird thing is that I spent a lot most of my. Up till semi-recently, I'm still hitting my parents up for money.
So you have a lot of practice.
I've got a lot of practice, and I'm pursuing. I pursued you. I called you since June. Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed.
See? Okay.
I noticed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the sticky wheel. Wait, what is it?
Yes, that's exactly it.
And
the squeaky wheel.
The squeaky. Yeah, it's sticky. Yeah. I'm mixing my metaphors again.
It's very not NPR.
No, nothing sticky on NPR.
No, absolutely not.
Squeaky, yes. Sticky, no.
Yes.
And moist, never.
See, I don't have a problem with that word, but I know it's widely hated.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't get bleeped. I mean, it's not bleepable.
Moist doesn't.
No. You can say that on the radio. FCC doesn't care.
Okay, cool.
Who gets bleeped the most around here?
Yeah.
Callers. Callers get bleeped the most.
Really?
Yeah. I've really only had to bleep a couple times in my radio career.
Really?
Well, for callers, never.
For host, callers. Never,
profanity?
Yes.
Or anti-Semitic?
No, haven't encountered that yet, no.
Okay, yeah.
Do you anticipate, is that your demographic of listener? Are we going to have a problem with that?
No, we told that guy not to come to our shows
anymore. He doesn't come around anymore.
I said, damn it, Phil, you're banned. No, actually, I was thinking back years and years ago, I used to listen to the Larry King show on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of interesting. I mean, I'm talking about 25, 30 years ago. And some guy, and he was on, 9 o'clock every night, Radio Free Europe or whatever the heck it was. And some guy called in, and Larry wasn't in there.
Mm-hmm.
And some caller called in and said, hey, where's the blah, blah? And I'm like, I don't know if he said Jew or Heap or something. No, it was horrible. But they, like,
Lord.
I don't know how he got through. I mean, don't they have like a 7-second delay or something?
Well, they should. They're supposed to.
But, I mean, he didn't get all the way through the sentence, but he got the word out. And I'm like, wow.
Somebody was asleep on the job.
I think
there's a clip of Larry King being asleep talking to a caller, and the caller is going on and on and on and on and on. And Larry, at some point, you can tell, wakes back up and...
And is like, where am I?
Yeah, yeah.
What
answer says something. Larry, man, though, he was...
He probably just said, thanks for calling.
Yeah, right.
Back to sleep.
Yeah. And Chad in Iowa.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Chad.
Hello.
Go ahead, Chad, you're on.
You really love the name Chad. You know, Chad has been both of your hypothetical callers.
That's right.
Chad's gone from Paducah to Iowa.
Chris has
something we don't know. Like, is there a Chad in your past?
Well, he has an estranged son.
Oh, Chad. Little Chaddy.
He's just waiting for him to call.
Is there a bathroom around here? I got to go for a second.
Oh, Chris, no.
No, I'll be right back. Okay. I'm sorry. I'll be right back.
Oh, Lord, I'm sorry about that. He gets really emotional, but he's going to be the stable. He's going to host, obviously.
Obviously.
Is that okay with you?
I think that's probably a good idea.
Of the three of us.
Well, it's certainly not going to be me.
Well, no.
That is not in a producer's job description.
To
or
host?
Else you wouldn't need
Have you ever had to
else.
Step in?
I actually have had to step in.
Yeah, for
yes,
who?
And it was horrible.
Who for who?
For Julie Credence. Remember back in the State of Affairs days?
Yes. Oh, I loved that.
I hosted State of Affairs twice.
Well, she just didn't show up?
I don't remember. It was like probably 10 years ago. It may have been there. They may have been like letting me try it to see if I could be like a fill-in
host.
Oh,
and she was just waiting. She was like on the other side of the glass.
That's why I usually stay on the other side.
I think you'd be a great host.
See, I have a hard time with the cussing.
Oh, you like to let them fly too?
Sometimes I let them fly and... You know, also, I talk like this a lot.
Oh, I think that's endearing, too.
You know.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm better. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. It's really weird. I just got a text from Julie Credence.
What did she say?
Well, I don't know if I told you. Why, were you guys just talking about her?
That's odd. We were.
Weird. Okay, synchronicity. No, Julie, she took an improv class from me. A couple of improv classes. Yeah, mm-hmm. I love her. Yeah.
She used to do a lot of theater. I wish she would do some more.
Yeah, she was great at improv. Yeah, we did a couple of classes. I think she was just sort of checking in and seeing if we were when we were still doing classes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But now, if we need to, I don't know if I caught this, and I don't anticipate. I mean, there's three of us, so this should never come up.
Or four of us, if you count Alec.
Four.
Yeah. I mean, theoretically.
To answer your question, we're not entirely sure where he is.
Mm-hmm.
We will find out once we, sign the contract.
Well, I think the question is, do we need him? Can this proceed without him?
Well, once you're on the actual airwaves, mm-hmm. he's going to want to jump back in on this.
Oh,
so you all have to decide whether you're going to let him come in when the weather's fair,
Yeah.
Can we give him a mic that does not work?
Well, I think we can, you know.
I want to address these issues now, Chris. And
you want to talk about it now? Fair, yeah. Okay, all right, here's the thing. Remember the Stones?
Yeah.
Back in the day when Brian, at the end, Brian Jones was getting kind of way out mm-hmm. there. They didn't know he was plugging his amp.
Right.
If you know what I'm saying.
You know? Mm-hmm. That's so, kind of Alec for us.
I mean, and it, without the drugs, Alec doesn't. We don't want to give you the impression that Alec's on drugs.
No, it would make more sense. I don't know what it is.
To sort of manage it a little better.
this is
entirely personality-based.
Yeah, what his triggers are.
I mean,
well, if it's drugs, you can tweak the dosage, you know. If it's not, you don't really have that.
And that's exactly our challenge with him.
He's not going to be a problem. Look, Alec and I have been working together since 1999. So, whatever issue.
You heard this?
Yeah, he's mentioned it twice in this interview. Should be proud of it, Chris.
You should be proud of it.
I haven't had the benefit of being with the group.
Well, first of all, I feel like she mentioned. I mean, I've mentioned Chad twice. And I've mentioned the entirety of Alec.
Well, I think what she's pointing out is that you've got to keep it fresh if you're going to do this. And you were hoping for 4 hours a day,
okay,
Monday through Friday.
Right. Right.
Is that free? Is that slot
free? The 4 hour. Diane Reem does 4 hours?
Maybe if it were like starting at 1 a.m., would that work for your schedule?
Well, we're usually just getting in.
Okay, so perfect.
Yeah, okay. And will we be able to do this from the manor? Or do we need to come into the studio?
We'll do this by ISDN.
Okay. I know what you're talking about, but for Brian's sake.
For Brian's sake, that is a way to broadcast remotely and still have it be studio quality.
Oh, fantastic.
And our goal with this would be to never have to actually see you all again.
Okay, there's a couple ways I can take that, but I'm going to take it in a good way.
For your convenience.
That's the way I was taking it, Laura.
Because I know you have your therapist on site.
Yeah.
It's important to stay nearby.
Yeah, and you know, groups usually on Tuesday. So times are flexible. It usually goes for a while.
Yes, I can imagine that.
It can. Depending on, you know, the week.
The events of the week.
Yeah, the events of the week. You're going to love this. Our therapist's name is Chad, by the way, which I guess is why I keep bringing it up. Oh, my God. I just had a breakthrough.
You're going to have to talk to Chad about this. I think there might be some transference going on.
I sure hope this isn't a Brian Wilson situation.
Is Chad... Brian, have you ever seen Chad in real life?
He always, like, you just missed him. He was just here.
Brian's met him.
Only on the phone. I've heard him.
Okay.
And it sounded like you talking through a paper bag. See, this is dead air. You can't have this on the radio.
No, I just think when I'm under attack.
It's a thoughtful pause.
I mean, this is radio, right?
This is radio.
So, I mean, a dramatic pause. I mean, you know, I'm an actor above all else.
When you're making a discovery on the radio, the listeners are making the discovery along with you.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Okay.
I feel good about this.
Yeah, I feel really so good about this. This may be the best decision we've ever made.
In our lives.
In our entire lives. I mean, even better than going into improv. This is...
Even better?
I mean, you know what? I think it's a quote. Okay. That's not true, because we wouldn't have any of this if it wasn't for improv. We wouldn't have the manor. We wouldn't have our relationships. We wouldn't have met Laura. So
you wouldn't have that suit you're wearing.
No, I would not have. You know, I mean, Gabardine is coming back, my friend.
You wouldn't have Chad.
Right.
Okay, they can't see you do the air quotes.
No, I know, but thanks.
We're radio novices, but we know that.
Chad is quote unquote Chad. Well,
right.
Okay. Well, I'll need to speak with him probably. Just
okay.
To
no, no, no,
that
no.
Out.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you require from us, or should we just? No.
I just think I just brought like a sort of a loose contract because I want to nail this down today. I want to move forward today if we can. Brian, just go ahead and
Go ahead, get to dig that out.
Yeah, I gotta get it out of the fanny pack. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the answer. Did anybody else want string cheese?
I think I'm...